Welcome to SourceCast. I'm the Swords of the Wolves.
And I'm Skwonka Shertigal.
And we are men.
We are men.
We're referring, of course, to Mulan, a very good animated movie.
And the newest source on Animation Source.
Exactly. Which, I was surprised. But it sounds cool. I like the idea.
Love the film.
Yeah, film's great. I think it deserves a fan site, so why not? You know?
Yeah, and in case you guys were wondering, it's just going to be me and Swords this episode. Anayu and Rusty have taken a short leave of absence for I don't know how long. They don't know how long, but basically we're doing this because we were just as excited as the rest of you to hear another SourceCast episode, so we decided to just sit down and make one.
Yep. So here we are, pretty much.
Here we are. So yeah, it's just the two of us.
Yep. Just two of us guys chilling out in the... Because it's Tuesday, January 11th at the time of this recording.
And we're freezing.
Yeah. It just snowed last night. I'm in St. Louis, and Skull is in Lincoln, Nebraska. So yeah, we're up to our knees in snow. It's crazy.
Freezing crazy.
Yeah.
You do not want to go outside in this weather.
Nope.
But it's kind of hard when you live in a dorm and your class is 100 yards away. So.
Yeah, I know that. Even harder when I live in an apartment off campus. Got to commute to school now. Mm.
But we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
Hopefully we'll be able to stay to the schedule this time.
Hopefully.
First of all, hope you enjoyed the Skulltacular special. Hopefully there will be more of those.
We had a lot of fun doing that one. We all did scream about as loud as you heard it. So we woke up neighbors and we woke up, you know, everybody.
And in case you were wondering, this is episode 8.
Yep.
Not episode 7. Episode 7 has been recorded, but it's having some difficulties editing, from what Rusty said, and it'll be released after this. Somebody tell me how that works.
Yeah, we actually plan to release this episode in November, so we're sorry, guys.
Real sorry.
Shame on us.
Please forgive us.
But come on, let's not stall anymore. Let's get to this. Let's get to this. Come on.
Hopefully they won't be too bored out by hearing just two people.
Well, we'll try to keep it interesting, though.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Beginning with the site and forum news, the first item on the agenda, the Animation Source Awards have been announced.
Uh-huh. You know more about this than I do, so I'll let you talk about this.
Okay. Well, Kane is in charge of most of it. He was one of the guests in Episode 6. The Animation Source Awards have been held annually since 2007 or 8?
7, I think.
Okay, 7. One, yeah. It honors the best of the artists on Animation Source. In previous years, it has been honoring the best artists on each individual source. This year, it's different. It's going to be honoring the artists on Animation Source as a whole, because there are just so many sources. Is it 9 now? Something like that.
Yeah.
So, and it's all fan-based, so the mods aren't going to be picking the winners, and Steet himself won't be picking any of the winners. And based on the on the judges, even some of the most popular members on the site won't be picking the winners either.
So it's kind of like the People's Choice Awards, except for fan art.
Well, not just fan art, actually. Well, for example, there is the, just picking one out of here, the Music Awards. The Music Award will be honoring the person that gets the most votes in music. Let me think of how to rephrase that.
So it's like there's a music category, there are categories. So it's kind of like, you know, best music artist, best, you know, visual artist, best video editor, best, image creator, best...
Yeah, stuff like that. And You can read all about it on the front page of the Animation Source, or by going to the asawards.isgreat.org. Right now we're in the nominating stage. You aren't in the voting stage yet. So if you have a favorite fan art artist, or a favorite fanfic artist, or a favorite image artist, then you can nominate them by PMing a judge. And the judges are as follows. For the general awards, the judge is Zuko the Cat. For the fan art awards, the judge is Emily123. For the fanfic awards, it's Dragon Tamer, arguably one of the most famous fanfic artists on the entire site. For the image awards, it's our very own Anayu Kylestis, who is not here, but if she was here, she'd probably say, yay! So, for the video awards, the judge is Cobaltier,
yes.
Okay, Cobaltier. For the music awards, the judge is Nava. For the game book awards, the judge is Silverpaw. And for the character awards, the judge is Sardonyx. So, up through February 1st, you can nominate somebody by sending a PM to the judge saying who you nominate, and if you can, provide a link to their gallery so that the judge can take a look for themselves without having to search, because it's a real hassle to search around on a huge site like this.
Yeah.
You can nominate anybody from any source. Like, if you have a favorite fan art artist on the Princess and the Frog source, then you can nominate them. Or if you have a favorite video artist from Robin Hood source, then you can nominate them. These are awards for the entire Animation Source site. So, yeah, go ahead and get nominating. And the nominations will be announced on the 3rd of February in a live show by Kane. And that's about all I know right now. We're hoping, the Sourcecasters are hoping to be there for at least one of the live shows, have a representative there. So expect to hear from us.
Yep. And the next on the docket is the Lion King source has gotten a major overhaul redesign. I'm looking at it right now. Wow, I mean, it's like, I love the new color scheme. It's like really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is terrific. It's a little easier on the eyes, too.
Mm-hmm.
It looks almost like when they redesigned Baltosaurus this past year.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like they made it a lot better, they made it newer, dare I say it, a little bit more modern-ish.
Yeah. You know,
it looks a lot better. I like it.
A whole lot better.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Lion King Source is a little... I personally think it's like the... probably second or third most visited site after Balto and possibly All Dogs Go to Heaven. So getting a redesign is definitely something that it really needed, and I think that it looks better than it used to be.
Yep.
I wish I had a picture to compare them, but let's just say the colors are much more brighter and easier on the eyes.
Yep, a lot better. And of course, the last thing for site news is, as we mentioned before, the Mulan source recently came out. It's, you know, for Mulan 1 and 2. 2 was a direct-to-video sequel, so you might be able to find it at, like, Blockbuster or Netflix or whatever. I've seen Mulan. I thought it was a very good movie, though I have not seen Mulan 2.
I have, and I'll put it this way. I agree with you. Mulan 1 is a great movie. I will keep my thoughts on Mulan 2 reserved. I'll just say this. It needed a villain. You can't have a Disney film without having a villain.
But okay, that should be interesting.
Thoughts about Mulan 2 reserved. I am very happy with Mulan's source. It was completely unexpected.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about Mulan, but hey, that looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, we've got like the... most of these movies are like, you know, I guess it's a kind of furry themed, you know? And by the way, yes, I am a furry, so if you didn't know that already, but...
we'll be elaborating on that later, actually.
Yeah, but anyway. But, you know, like, you know, Balto, Lion King, Tailspin, All Dogs Go to Heaven, you know, it's spirit. It's all about, you know, animal characters mostly. When I go to this site, I could probably think about those are the kinds of films I usually think about. But Mulan is a cool addition to that because got to remember, you know, not all animated movies are about talking animals. So this is a cool addition. I remember liking Mulan, but I just haven't thought about it in the longest time. So it's cool. I like it. I think I'm going to go rent it again just to watch it. So
yes. Wait, I have to fill in for an eye somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's going to kill us for that. But she's going to be like, do I really sound like that? No. She'd probably also be on, like, Mountain Dew Code Red like she was that one time.
Oh, no. Well, that brings the total of sources up to 9. Balto source, Lion King source, Tailspin source, Princess and the Frog source, please send feedback over there. All Dogs Go to Heaven source, Spirit source, Lady and the Tramp source, Robin Hood source, and Mulan source. And there are more on the way, which we talked about in a previous episode.
Like Toy Story source, which was a big surprise.
I'm waiting for that one to be finished, personally.
I want to see how that looks, because I know Steet has long been, you know, adamantly against, you know, computer animation, but, you know, you gotta admit, I don't care what medium you're using, but it can still make a good movie. Granted, I gotta say the animated stuff is usually better, like, when it's in theaters, at least.
Yeah. So, that's the total number of sources, and that wraps up our site and forum news, and we'll be moving on to site and forum projects in just a second. Welcome back, and moving on to the site and forum projects. There is actually a really interesting project. It's so interesting, I made it. Source doesn't really know too much about this, so I guess I'm going to be monologuing for a few minutes.
Go ahead. I think I'll probably be monologuing enough when I'm talking later on.
Yeah. Okay. This has been going on for quite a while. As some of you may know, I have the most fanfics on the site, 86 and counting, and I just sent in another one, so it'll be 87 soon. But with all those fanfics, I decided, you know what, I'm tired of doing all the work. I want for other people to join in on the fun. So I created a project. It's called an audiobook based off my stories. I think it would be best for me to just quote myself on this. Here's an idea, an audiobook based on my stories. I will do all the editing and sound effects and such, but I need your talent for the voices of my characters. Please mention which story you want in audiobook form, and I'll do the rest. In total, 12 people have joined so far, and a special thanks to all of them, including you, Swords, and Rusty, and Anayu.
You're quite welcome.
And among some of the past people that we have had on the show, there's also Kane and Dragon Tamer who have joined. And apart from them, Kike, I hate to mispronounce your name, but... And then Pad here, Gox's Den, Riot the Rage, Zuko the Cat, Banshee, and Messer Games. All of them have joined so far, but I need way more voices than just that. Basically, this will just be a radio drama. Think old-time radio, and then put better sound effects and clearer music, and that's basically what this will be like when it's done. What I have decided so far is with the voices that I have, I will be making a sample, probably a 2-minute sample radio drama to just see how it goes. And so far, I have most of the title characters chosen, and Master Games has volunteered to do the music, which I think, him. Yeah, it's a him. I hate to mix up somebody else's gender. People mix up my own all the time. Anyway, special thanks to Messer Games for kindly volunteering both his time and his music skills to do the background music for my stories, or the radio drama. Here's what basically I need for you guys to do. If you have read my stories, sign up for this project. You can find a link to it in my profile, or under projects. Again, the name is an audiobook based off my stories And right now, it is the fourth lowest after Sourcecast, Balto 4, Road to Redemption, Balto 4 Flashback, and Balto 2 Wolf Quest video game. I guess that'd be fifth lowest. Anyway, so if you can, please join. I need all the help I can get, and if you want to know, no, there's no money involved, but once it's all done, you'll be able to hear your voice coming out of my characters, and
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And for those of you who want to know, I will be voicing Balto, so please don't ask to voice him. But some of the other title characters have not been claimed yet, such as, well, for example, Steel and Boris and Muck and Luck haven't yet. Yeah, come and join. I need all the help can get. And, yeah.
And now we'll move on to some current events. So current events, we've got some movie reviews for movies that have recently or semi-recently come out. And we'll also be talking about a couple movies that look good that are coming out soon. First one on the docket is a review of the animated feature, the newest Disney movie, Tangled. Skull saw that, so I'll let him talk about it.
Well, I seem to be talking a whole lot.
It's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, but here's the deal. You talk about the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I've seen Tangled 3 times. That's how much I liked it. In case you were wondering, no, I never saw it in 3D, but, you know, the movie theater here doesn't support 3D, but I don't care. It's a great film. All in all, I give it 3.5 out of 4. It's definitely the best fairy tale that Disney has done in a long time. A whole long time. It's probably the best animated film that they've come out with since Pocahontas.
Wow. That good?
Yeah, that good.
Nice.
3.5 out of 4, if not a full 4 out of 4. It's real good. It stays true to the original story while also adding its own modern tale. If I were to pick a favorite part from it, I'd probably say, well, there's this, this isn't my favorite part, but it's real funny. There's this one part where,
careful not to give out spoilers.
I'm trying not to. the title character Rapunzel and her boyfriend, as it were, Flynn Rider, introduce each other. And Flynn says, "Hey, look, Blondie," and Rapunzel says, "My name is Rapunzel." Kazoontai.
Okay.
Yeah, but my favorite part has, I don't know, the whole film is pretty good. I thought it was just a great film. Disney needs to make more films just like that.
I've heard some people say that Disney kind of went back to their roots a bit with this movie.
Yeah. Also, a terrific score by Alan Menken, who won Academy Awards for Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. So, terrific soundtrack. In case you guys didn't know, I'm a huge buff when it comes to film soundtracks. Great soundtrack, great visual effects, and it's the second most expensive film ever made, after Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Nice.
So, yeah. Go and see it, and if you haven't, if you can find a theater that still has it.
Yeah, well, there's some theaters that still have it. It's still running.
Yeah, well.
And a pretty relatively wide release, so.
Yeah. But that's my review of Tangled, and now Swords will be doing a review of Batman.
Under the Red Hood.
Under the Red Hood.
Yep. Well, so this is, as you can imagine, it's about Batman. It's,
not
it's
really.
Actually a I'm Batman. I'm Batman. someone told me I did a really, really cool Batman impression, but oh well. So essentially, it's actually a direct-to-video release by DC. It's done in mostly the same kind of style as, you know, most of the DC animation you see on, like, TV. Like, you know, like the Justice League and all that, if you watch that. Basically what happens is there's this new villain in Gotham City called the Red Hood. And he's, like, basically, he's an interesting kind of villain because he's kind of good and bad. And it's kind of like, it's like this, you know, he's a crime kingpin, like, you know, he's a drug lord. But he kind of like takes over all the, you know, the drug barons by force, really. And he's like, okay, give me all your give me like 50% of all your profits, but do not ever give drugs to children. And so help you if you do. And in return, I'll protect you. And it's crazy because when he does come into power under all these, over all these drug lords, the crime rate goes down, or at least violent crime goes down, because, you know, he conglomerates all these drug dealers together. They're under one person, so there's no infighting. But drug trade, of course, skyrockets. And, you know, Batman, he's like, wow, this, he's stopping violent crime, but, you know, drug trade's going up. And so there's a really cool twist at the end, which I'm not going to give away, of course, but...
Dang it.
It's it's very well worth the watch. It's got, like, the same voice actor from Batman the Animated Series who plays Batman. You probably... I'm not sure if you remember that.
No, I remember it. That was a while ago.
Unfortunately, the Joker is also in this, but it's not the same, you know, Mark Hamill voice, which I really did miss. Because that you know, I love that voice. But
yeah, I'm sorry, but whenever I hear Mark Hamill doing anything, including Niju from Balto 2, I always think of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's such a good voice actor. I couldn't tell. When I first heard the Joker, I couldn't realize it was Mark Hamill. Because he's really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyway, it's a direct-to-video release. So you could probably... But it's pretty easy to find at, like, Blockbuster or Netflix or whatever, because it's gotten really good reviews. Apparently, comic book movies like these primarily survive by getting word of mouth, which has been really good. And it's really good. It's really good. I highly recommend it, but be careful. It's not for, you know, the young audience. This isn't the campy Batman. It's like the first time you've ever really seen a decent amount of blood in a Batman movie, because things get really violent in that. If I had to rate it, I'd rate it PG-13.
Okay, so basically like a regular Batman film these days.
Yeah, just pretty much.
Okay.
It's only like 86 minutes, so it's not too long. It's actually a little bit shorter than your average movie. But yeah, it's totally worth checking out. So, but you know, like I said before, I don't recommend this to anyone younger than 13. But yeah, definitely go watch it. It's good.
Okay, so there you go, Tangled and Batman from Skull and Swords. We are men.
We also did a preview to some upcoming movies that we've seen trailers for. We've seen a trailer for Winnie the Pooh, which was actually surprising because I could have sworn that I saw a trailer for a Winnie the Pooh movie in CGI, but it's not. And I was so glad, because I was like, the CGI ruins it. It doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh. That looks like, what was that?
I thought that the trailer was really good. From what I hear, this movie is basically backtracking for animators who have been doing CGI for a while. And most of the animators who work for Disney used to animate the old Adventures of Winnie the Pooh TV show back in the late 80s, early 90s. So they're just going back to doing something that they know how to do before they go into something completely new.
Yeah.
So, and the trailer looks very promising. It's going to be direct adaptations of A.A. Milne's original Winnie the Pooh books. The voices all sound pretty close to the original, except for Owl. Oh, hey, look, there's a new trailer I haven't seen.
Oh, really? Well,
No, not trailer, poster.
Okay. What's on it?
Winnie the Pooh is stacked up on 6 pots of honey, and he's about ready to jump off onto a stick that is held up by a pot of honey, and Piglet is on the other side of the stick. It looks like he's going to catapult Piglet into a honey tree.
Nice.
So,
seems to capture what the TV series was about back when I was a little kid and used to watch it.
Yep. So, here we go. Disney's next animated film, Winnie the Pooh. And here's a sneak peek of it through the trailer.
Blickety Blue! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! A simple hello would do. Thank you very much.
We will have a contest to find a new tail for Eeyore.
The thing to do is issue a reward.
Where's on time? To
the... I beg your pardon?
You sneezed.
No, I didn't. The word is issue, not at you.
You must be catching a cold.
I'll probably catch it too.
Perhaps I could borrow some honey. Oh, just a taste, oh. A small lick, I should think.
Silly old bear. Somewhere only we
know. And the next trailer that I've seen, I actually saw this in theaters when I was going to watch The Chronicles of Narnia, is Hop, which I believe it's a small teaser trailer. It's nothing, not a whole lot, but it looks interesting. Who was it made by? It was
Universal Studios and Illumination Entertainment. Okay. Oh, you'd never guess. So, you'd never guess. It's released on April
1st. No, you'd never guess.
It's released on April 1st.
It looks... But it's crazy. It's interesting because it looks like, to me, the first thing I saw, or I thought when I saw this, was this is what Alvin and the Chipmunks could be like if it had been done right.
Christmas, Christmas time is near.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Alvin and the Chipmunks was, you know, mediocre at best. Or at least so I heard. I did not watch the movie because it didn't look very good. But it looks... All that happens in the teaser trailer is you see a little rabbit, CGI rabbit, putting together a drum set and then playing it. It looks good. A rabbit that plays the drums like that, that looks pretty cool.
Cool, dude.
I'd certainly love to see that, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, it looks like it's the same. It looks like the same animation style they did Alvin and the Chipmunks with.
Same director.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, no wonder. But I like it. It looks good. I hope it's good. You know, there's a lot of good looking movies that are coming out in April. So
yeah.
You know,
here we go.
It looks good.
Hop, released on April Fool's Day, and as the trailer has nothing but sound effects. I don't think that we will insert a sound clip here, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you think you could... I know. For like, the YouTube version, you could put it in?
I guess.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, so.
No one needs more about gel coat.
When the fourth round will...
Don't you call in the... More importantly, he knew what he was talking about.
Well, does it look good already? Oh.
So, there you go. Winnie the Pooh and Hop. And that closes our current events.
Yep. So now we're going to talk about the Annie Awards in the Extra Talk section. I mean, I got to say, I loved How to Train Your Dragon.
I agree, but...
I don't know.
What's happened is DreamWorks has been... They've been giving free Annie membership to all of their employees. And people are wondering if that's paying them off to vote for their films.
I had not heard about that. Wait, let me see that. This is probably on Wikipedia.
It would be under Annie Awards Criticism.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. In 2010, Walt Disney Studios decided to cease submissions and support for the Annie Awards. At issue is the fact that anyone could buy membership and voting ballot to this Annie Awards, whereas members of the Motion Picture Academy and other bodies must be voted in only by their peers. Disney also believes the scales are tilted in favor of DreamWorks Animation, who gives each new employee a free membership to ASFIFA Hollywood. So, but due to Disney's complaints, ASIFA Hollywood changed the rules on voting. for individual achievement categories. Oh, okay. All that does is it makes the, you know, the individual awards for people who did really good stuff. Like, all it really did is it gives the technical awards a more fair shot.
Yeah.
But that, if you think about it, that makes sense. Because you want professionals judging the animation quality. Like, for the stuff like, you know, the character animation in a feature production or, you know, character design, that should be left to professionals, you know, who know what the heck they're talking about. Because I would not be able to accurately judge stuff. And, you know, your average member of DreamWorks Animation, you know, is... might not know that, because I'm sure a lot of people didn't work on animation, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look down a little bit down the page, How to Train Your Dragon is tied for the most nominations ever.
16, yeah.
That's a whole
lot. Look at this, Kung Fu Panda also got 16.
It won Best Picture over WALL-E.
Yeah, that
I can't believe that.
But at least in 2004, they nominated The Incredibles, which was... believe that was a Disney movie, wasn't
Pixar,
it?
Pixar, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so How to Train Your Dragon has the most with 16 nominations. Second most is Toy Story 3 with 3 nominations. Best animated?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Character, there's character animation and a feature production. It's like...
Megamind,
all of these,
How to Train Your Dragon, that's all.
Megamind and 4 nominations for How to Train Your Dragon. That is... No, 2 nominations for Megamind and 3 for How to Train Your
All
Dragon.
5 of which come from DreamWorks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's too curious.
Yeah, I know. But those were at least in the individual achievement categories, which they say are only voted on by a panel of professionals.
Well, that's true. But no matter what happens, DreamWorks is going to win.
Yeah, that's a little...
But...
I mean, these are really based... The ones that aren't, you know, the production categories, which is, you know, best film, best short film, best TV show, best commercial. Yeah, they have a commercial. Best video. They have best animated video game, which that's pretty cool.
Look at this.
I didn't know that.
Look at music in a feature production.
Where's that?
3 from DreamWorks is about 3/4 down the page. 3 from DreamWorks, How to Train Your Dragon, Shrek Forever After, and Despicable Me. 1 from Warner Brothers, Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole, and 1 from The Illusionist, which is a French animated film.
Yeah.
You don't see Toy Story 3 there, you don't see Tangled there, and those are two of the highest, those are two of the best-selling soundtracks of all time, much less animated films. And
well, okay, well, that is true, but then again, the highest-selling albums aren't necessarily the best, but that's usually an indication, so yeah. Continuing on, because we have to catch our breaths, we're looking at all the nominations for the Annie Awards, but essentially, the awards that most people are going to talk about is, you know, Best Animated Feature, Best Animated Short Subject, Best Television Commercial That's Animated, Best Animated TV Show, Best Animated TV Show for Children, and Best Animated Video Game.
Those are, like, the big 5 of the Annie Award. The big 5 is a huge term for the Oscars, in which a film wins Best Picture, Best Director, Best Writing, and Best Actor and Actress. That's only happened 3 times. But
yeah.
These are, like, the big 5, the ones that everybody watches the show for, and all the others are just filler.
Right. Well, but yeah, but, you know, it's still nice to see these people get rewards, you know, it's like... You know, it's nice that these people, you know, there's a best costume design and stuff like that, but most of the people aren't going to really care about that.
There are those who do, and we're not criticizing the smaller awards at all. All the awards are well-earned, and congratulations even to the nominees for getting nominated. Out of almost 300 films a year, that's a really good achievement to be in the top 5 or 3.
Right.
We're not criticizing that at all.
We're just saying, you know, there's a reason why they saved those big 5 for last.
Yeah. And these are the big 5 of the Annie Awards. And, again, congratulations to all of these nominees. Great job. You're the best. You're narrowed down to being the best of the year. And now I guess we could start from the bottom, work our way up.
Okay. We'll start with best animated video game. It's Heavy Rain, which I have not played, but I heard it's really good. And believe me, that game looks so realistic, you would not believe that it's animated. It's insane. It's really good. So Heavy Rain by Quantic Dream. Kirby's Epic Yarn by Goodfeel and Hal Laboratory.
Which, I'm guessing that's a Kirby game. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is. Limbo by Playdead. I don't know anything about that.
Me neither.
And Shank by Klee Entertainment Incorporated. I don't know that one either.
Me neither. In fact, I don't know any of these, so you probably get a better idea than I do.
By the way, where's Epic Mickey?
Oh my goodness. No Epic Mickey. When was it released? Yeah, it was released last year. That sucks.
Yeah, that really does.
No Epic Mickey. Oh well.
I don't know. Was it a good game? Tell us in the mailbag. Send us some mailbag comments. Tell us if it was a good game or not.
Did you like Epic Mickey? Feed the mailbag, blarga blarga.
I would have played it, but I do not have a Wii at my apartment in college, so I don't. But
I downloaded the emulator for that on my computer. I just haven't gotten around to playing it yet, but I'm really excited to. But anyway,
okay.
Based on this shortlist, what do you think will be the best animated video game of 2009?
Heavy Rain for sure.
22.
I mean, I've heard that looks like it's just going to be a mate. I've heard it's amazing, although slow, it looks just really good. So I don't know. Yeah, I want to play it though. But I waited a while because didn't want to pay the full price just yet. But
well, you could always rent it from Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think it would take me. It would take me a lot longer than the rental period to finish that.
Well, that's true.
Anyway,
so, by the way, if any of you have an opinion about which will win, send it to the mailbag,
please.
Please, pretty please.
All right, and the next one up is best animated television production for children.
The first one is Adventure Time from Cartoon Network Studios.
I don't know anything about that one.
Not a clue.
Cloud Bread from GIMC. Again, don't know anything.
And there's no link to it, so we can't even find out.
YouTube it, I guess.
Fanboy and Chum Chum from Nickelodeon and Frederator, I guess. Regular Show from Cartoon Network and SpongeBob SquarePants from Nickelodeon. Of those, I only know SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, I can't make a prediction.
Feed the mailbag.
Yep. Next up is Best Animated TV Production. First up is Futurama by the Curiosity Company and associated with 20th Century Fox. And the next one is Kung Fu Panda Holiday by DreamWorks.
Next is Scared Shrekless from DreamWorks.
And the next one is Star Wars The Clone Wars ARC Troopers by Lucasfilm Animation.
ARC Troopers being the episode name. And The Simpsons from Gracie Films.
The particular episode, Squirt and the Whale.
So, of these, I know everything except Futurama, actually.
Oh, Futurama? You don't know Futurama?
I don't have a TV, so.
My roommate back in my freshman year of college had this gigantic, had the pirated copy of like every single episode, and yeah, so he had all these torrented episodes, and every day at lunch he would gather everyone in our area of the dorm building to go watch Futurama while we ate lunch. Yeah,
so
it's not my cup of tea, but it was a decent show.
Okay. Of these, I would say either Kung Fu Panda or Scared Shrekless is going to win.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of these recent ones, so.
I've only actually seen Kung Fu Panda, but.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to see. Feed the mailbag, blarga blark.
Next one is Best Animated TV Commercial. The first one is for the Children's Medical Center by Duck Studios. Next one is Frito-Lay Dips, quote, and then there was Salsa by Leica and House.
Next is How to Train Your Dragon Winter Olympic Interstitial Speed Skating from DreamWorks Animation.
I actually went on YouTube to see that. That was pretty funny.
Okay, next is McDonald's Spaceman Stew from Duck Studios. And the final one is Pop Secret When Harry Met Sally from Nathan Love.
I have only seen... I don't remember any of those, so... I don't know.
Feed the mailbag.
Though I am an advertising major, and I gotta say, I think Duck Studios sounds a little bit familiar, and so does Leica. But their advertising agency, as I'm sure most of you probably haven't heard of them, so... I'll have to look into that. Next one is Best Animated Short Subject, or Short Film.
Some of these you might recognize. They're the small animated films that they sometimes stick in front of real films.
Right. Like, so, I think, didn't they put a short film in front of Narnia?
I didn't remember one, no.
Oh, no, wait, they put a short film, I think, in front of, I saw Gulliver's Travels. That was a stupid movie, but I believe they showed a short film in before that.
You know, speaking of animated short films, they showed a short film in front of National Treasure 2. I hate to get off subject here. They showed one in front of National Treasure 2 in theaters. It starred Goofy. How to hook up your own theater.
Oh, I remember that one.
I loved that. I was thinking...
That was pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So, the nominees are...
Coyote Falls by Warner Brothers. I really hope that's something with Wile E. Coyote. Because he was, like, one of my favorite animated characters when I was growing up.
I don't think he's going to be anymore. He's CGI. Well, so that's CG. Day and Night from Pixar, which was shown in front of Toy Story 3. You can find it on the DVD.
Okay.
Enrique Wrecks the World from House of Chai. The Cow Who Wanted to Be a Hamburger from Plimtoons Studio. And The Renter from Jason Carpenter. Of these, I would have to say either Coyote Falls or Day and Night will win.
Okay. I need to see Coyote Falls. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and finally, the big one you've all been waiting for, Best Animated Feature Film. So, the nominees for these are Despicable Me from Illumination Entertainment and Universal Pictures, How to Train Your Dragon from DreamWorks Animation, Tangled from Disney, The Illusionist from Django Films, and Toy Story 3 from Disney and Pixar.
This is going to be real tough because all five of those were terrific films.
Yeah, I know. Ugh, they're good, but I gotta say, I personally am partial to How to Train Your Dragon, but Toy Story 3 was very, very good. I gotta say, it's gonna be one of those two.
Time has named Toy Story 3 as the best picture of the decade.
Yeah, most critics seem to be agreeing that Toy Story 3 is the better of the two. But not by much.
I would say those two are tied neck and neck for first, and if there was a third place, it would definitely be Tangled. So yeah, send feedback to the mailbag, sourcecast@gmail.com. Tell us what you think is the better animated film, How to Train Your Dragon or Toy Story 3. And now we're going to turn the mic over to Dragon Tamer and his plugged-in review for The Small One.
We can't afford to keep him any longer. Tomorrow I must take Small One to town and sell him.
In the movie Small One, a young boy is faced with the painful prospect of parting with his favorite donkey. The appropriately named Small One, sadly, is past his prime and can no longer work hard enough to earn his keep. So the boy asks his father if he can be the one to take Small One into town, in order to be sure he is sold to someone who will take good care of him.
Don't worry, Small One. I won't sell you to just anyone. You'll be someone special.
This movie, while little related to anything Yuletide, presents a mini-snapshot of the historical setting of the first Christmas, and packages it in a light-hearted musical cartoon that is Disney in all the right ways. It's a can't-miss with kids that has virtually nothing to muddy the waters, which is why I'm giving Small One a heartfelt 5 out of 5 silver coins for family friendliness. For more reviews of old animated movies, stay tuned to us here on Sourcecast. And for reviews of newer movies and theaters, visit PluggedInOnline.com.
Thanks, Dragon Tamer. And just to let everybody know, we are not affiliated with Plugged In from Focus on the Family in any way, and we do have permission to use their format in our show. If there's a specific film that you want for Dragon Tamer to review, send it to the mailbag.
Or send it to him, you know, directly via private message.
Yeah. Next up on Extra Talk, the topic of guest speakers. Let's put it this way. It's just me and Swords this time around. And something happened, and Mighty Balto 1925 can't be with us anymore. So don't expect to see her on anytime soon. But
which is unfortunate. But
it is. She had a bunch of stuff going on, and her computer is running on safe mode all the time, which means it's only using its vitals and nothing extra. As for guest speakers, as we mentioned before, if you have something to talk about, then send a letter to Sourcecast, the Sourcecast mailbag, and we will review it and see if it is something worthy to be talked about on the show, and we'll see what we can do.
All right.
Moving on to the fan section. First of all, Swords, as you may recall, did a review of Balto 2 for episode 4 of Sourcecast. Mm-hmm. And he has done something much bigger with that now. And he'll tell you all about it.
Yep. Well, you see, what I did is I've got a costume, like the fursuit, essentially. Because if you don't already know, like I said earlier, I'm what do you call a furry. So basically all that really means is anthropomorphic animals are an interest of mine. It's like, you know, something I find pretty cool. So, you know, that's kind of why I'm partial to, like, How You Train Your Dragon and movies like, you know, Robin Hood and All Dogs Go to Heaven and Balto and stuff. I don't know. I just find movies like that really cool. You know, animal characters who can walk and or talk like human beings, you know. That's pretty cool. So, essentially, I have this thing, animal costume. It's called, commonly referred to as a fursuit, but it's a German Shepherd one. And so what I did is I put it on, and I recorded the review of Balto 2 with that on. So, you know, I've got a whole, you know, bit of a personality and all that stuff that I use to, you know, review Balto 2. Now, mind you, it's a very negative review. I don't really say a whole lot about it that's positive. Sorry to everyone who likes Balto 2. Honestly, I didn't like it very much, but in the review, I definitely exaggerated, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I basically just searched the film for stuff to make fun of.
I've seen the video, and I was laughing, but it's definitely not for kids.
No, I'm sorry, I dropped the F-bomb a few times. I'll try to release an edited version, but I don't know. What I kind of inspired a little bit by, you might have heard of the Nostalgia Critic. You can probably find him. He's reviewed a lot of animated movies too. Of course, they're bad animated movies, but I took a lot from him, you know, to get an idea of what I could do. You know, he's mostly known for things like, you know, these really long, angry, ranting reviews about terrible movies. And I figured I could do one, you know, for movies about, you know, talking animals and stuff like that. You know, like, I'm working on a review for All Dogs Go to Heaven 2, and I'm hoping to probably do one for, like, a Goofy movie, or maybe Mulan 2. No, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But if there was, like, a Robin Hood 2, I'm definitely going to try to find that, because I can't imagine that's good, but I've got it posted up. I hopefully want to make a show about it. And with any luck, you know, I could probably get more recognition and stuff for it. So, but yeah. So if you want to see my current review of Balto 2, we've got a link up here. It's furrycritic.blip.tv. And yeah. I actually plan on redoing it so I can, because I got a whole bunch of ideas and suggestions from some friends of mine. So, and I might also make that an edited version. So, once again, do not go to that link if you are under, like, 13, because I'm sorry, yeah, that's gotta be rated PG-13 or TV-14.
At least.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that,
very critical, that's what you were.
Yeah, very critical of this movie. And if you, don't want to hear Balto 2 being torn apart by someone who despises it, I recommend against viewing it. But,
if you just want to hear somebody making fun of all the stuff that you know is there, but you've always just shrugged it away, if you want to see somebody actually making fun of it, go and watch this video. I found it funny, and I love Balto 2, love it, and I still found I still found this video that Swords did very funny, and I gotta agree with almost everything you said about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out if you are of the appropriate age, and we are not affiliated with Swords of Wolves in any way. All references do not include the opinions of the producers of the show.
Yeah. Besides, it's not even really my opinions. I just seriously exaggerated them a lot for comedic effect.
Yeah. And what's that URL again?
Furrycritic.blip.tv.
So, yeah. Go and check that out if you want.
Yep.
Now we are going to review something completely new. Previously, we have reviewed fanfics. We started with Baltosaurus and then moved on to All Dogs Go to Heaven Source. And now we're doing something completely different. We are moving on to reviewing fan art. We have today chosen Wolf Isaac's fan art gallery. We're going to be reviewing the entire gallery. There's only 6 art pieces in all. From just looking at these at a glance, these are really, really good. This guy is definitely talented.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the one with the British flag as the background. I gotta say, that's one of my favorites, because I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the background effect is cool, and, you know, the wolf drawing he did, it's very... I like it.
I think we should probably describe this.
But anyway, so this picture. So we've got, we've got a British flag in the background. And on each side, you know, top, bottom, left, and right, there's a different British seal. I believe the one at the top is the seal of the British royalty. I think that's the Queen's seal.
Mm-hmm. The one at the bottom.
The one
at the bottom, I think, is for Parliament. I'm not sure. Oh, wait. Canterbury.
That's for the
Orthodox Church.
Okay, yes, yeah, so the Church of England, pretty much. Mm-hmm. The one on the right, the British Armed Forces?
It's the seal for the City of London. It says in the description, right there.
Oh, oops.
Oh, okay. So you were guessing the Royal Crest. And on the left is the seal for Kent. I'm not sure what that is, but...
Oh, Kent, that's like a city in England, okay, yeah. Well. Not sure exactly what significance that has, but anyway. And there's a big white splash in the top left corner. In the middle of it is, I believe, Wolf Isaac's character.
It's a dog, I think. Its name is Isaac Gentlebreeze.
He's got a little black and green sleeve on his right forearm. So.
Yeah.
And he looks all chill. You know, he looks cool, and he's well drawn, to say.
That's definitely a great picture. Here's another one. This one is Balto and Cody. Cody as a pup.
Oh, that one's cute.
Yeah. The colors look like somebody went into the film and took a picture and brought the picture back with them
Even though I don't think this scene was in the movie, but still.
Well,
was it?
No, it wasn't.
It's been too long since I've seen Balto.
There was a scene that involved Balto and Cody as a pup, but it wasn't like this, and this definitely looks great. I mean, really captures the facial structures real great, and the body structures. They keep Balto looking just like he does in the film. Cody, they could make his tail a tiny bit longer, but apart from that, nothing.
But he's a pup, so well, yeah, I guess they can give him for that.
Nothing to complain about. This is tremendous. In fact, if I remember,
it's good.
Yeah, this used to be one of the featured art drawings on Baltasaurus a long time ago. This was a really, this is just a really great painting and great job.
Yeah. So yeah, go check out Wolf Isaac's gallery. He's uploaded relatively recently. He's got a picture uploaded as of January 7th, which is, you know, that was only like 4 days before we started recording, so.
There's a bunch of Chinese stuff in the background. No, I'm sorry, that's Japanese kanji. I can't read too much of it, but.
But you can tell it's Japanese.
I can tell it's Japanese, and I can tell that it has nothing to do with this. In fact, he says so himself, the background is totally random.
Okay. Still, it looks pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, definitely. So that's his most recent one. I can tell right away that the lines are a little bolder, but the color and style is about the same. This is definitely a very talented artist here. Definitely go and check out Wolf Isaac, his fan art gallery. And there are three others that we haven't reviewed, but that's just so that you can go and see them for yourself.
Next, we want to just talk about the mailbag, because it's empty, it's hungry, give it something, please. Think of the poor mailbag. I mean, come on, thing's starving, hasn't had something to eat in God knows how long. I mean,
need the mailbag.
Please, the mailbag. Think of the mailbag. Please, think of the poor mailbag and how little food it gets. It gets, like, a crumb of food every 3 weeks.
If that. So, please feed the mailbag.
Please think of the mailbag.
Give us mail a week. Blarg a blarg. We want feedback.
Yeah, really, seriously, we want feedback.
We need feedback.
We want to make the show better.
It's as much a part of our lives as oxygen and food. Feed the mailbag.
Come on.
We are men.
That we are.
We need our mailbag fed.
We need it, yeah. I mean, come on, when you go to your mailbox, do you like to see nothing in it? I don't. I want to see something.
Especially when I'm waiting on school books.
Especially when I'm waiting on something I ordered on Amazon. In fact, I'm probably going to be like ordering Mulan 2 or something off Amazon. I'm probably going to rent it, though.
Do that, yeah. But, so, feed the mailbag with anything you want. Do you like what we talked about? Do you like the fact that it was just swords and me this time around?
Do you have any
idea? Our rant?
Do you have any idea of what we should talk about later on, you know?
Yeah. What, do you like our rant about the Annie Awards? Do you like Dragon Tamer's Plugged In review?
Do you like my review of Balto 2? Come on, I want your feedback, people.
Yeah. Do you have something to complain about? Do you hate the podcast? We don't care. Send it to the mailbag at sourcecast@gmail.com.
Please do.
Please. Pretty please.
And just so you know, in case you don't know, we are also on my podcast, iTunes, and YouTube. So if you can't send us an email there, you can probably send us a comment on iTunes, so you can find us there. You can probably find us on my podcast, leave us a comment there. Or you could send us, like, a private message or something on YouTube.
Our YouTube address is youtube.com/thesourcecast. Because Sourcecast was already taken.
Yeah.
And which I think sucks.
Yeah. And you can find us on iTunes. Just search Sourcecast and click the one under the kids and family genre. And we are also on my podcast, so I guess you can just search SourceCast there. And yeah.
So, yeah. Feed the mailbag.
Feed the mailbag.
And if there's anything you think we should have talked about but we didn't, too bad. Too bad.
Let us know, and if it's something that's not time sensitive, we'll definitely be able to talk about it. So, yeah, and also the Golden Globes take place on Sunday.
Or really? This Sunday?
Sunday, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They take place. Golden Globes are soon, and I'm pretty sure there'll be animation awards. In fact, let me check that. Hold on.
I got the Golden Globes here. They'll be on Sunday, January 16th, so a week from... Nah, this Sunday. It will be this Sunday. Okay. And the Academy Awards will be... The nominations will be announced on...
Oh, okay, here we go. Best Animated Feature Film. For the Golden Globes, the Best Animated Feature Film nominees are B-Movie by DreamWorks, which actually was pretty good. I liked that one. It stars Jerry Seinfeld, if you're a fan of him. Ratatouille and The Simpsons Movie.
That was a long time.
Wait a minute, this is 2008. Good lord, what am I doing?
I don't know. The 83rd Academy Awards will be... The nominees will be announced on Tuesday, January 25 at 5:38 a.m. Pacific Time, which is 8:38 a.m. Eastern Time. Look for Toy Story 3 and possibly How to Train Your Dragon to get nominated for Best Picture.
Yep. Oh,
so,
and
those are those.
Golden Globes, Best Animated Feature Film, the nominees for that. These are Despicable Me. That's the same as the Annie Awards. Despicable Me, How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist, Tangled, and Toy Story 3.
Not a clue which will win. But Best Original Song, I See the Light from Tangled was nominated.
Oh, that's good.
We're coming up to the award season. SourceCast will hopefully be on top of that. Hopefully we'll be there. We'll be on top of this. We'll be on time.
Yeah.
Next time.
So, but yeah. So, thanks for listening in. And I'm Swords of the Wolves.
And I'm Skullblock Assuredical. Feed the mailbag.
And we are men.
We are men. And see ya. And we're off.
And we are men.
We are men, aren't we, Swords?
Yep, I am certainly a man.
No, I said we are men.
Yeah, I know, but I think you're just being nice, you know, because I'm, of course, more of a man than you are.
Oh, really? You want to prove that?
Let's see, that depends. Are we recording?
As far as I know, we are not.
Huh. I don't know, man.
Hey, look, if either of us is the better man, it's gotta be me.
Oh, alright, oh, no, come on. What do you think? What are you saying, man? Come on.
Come on.
Really?
It takes a real man to collect 6 Pokeballs.
It takes a real man to sit through all these bad animated furry movies and write reviews about them.
It takes a real man to hear your reviews.
Well, it takes a real man to put on an animal costume and go in front of a camera and post it on the internet.
It takes a real man to look at that with a straight face.
Oh, no, you. Oh, no.
Aha. Uh-huh. I did. Every single second.
Well, at least my show makes viewers happy and laugh.
At least SourceCast has viewers.
Oh. You better take that back.
Or else what, Swords?
Or else I'm going to fire you from this SourceCast. I created this show.
Well, it takes a real man to start SourceCast. That was a Nayu, and she was a girl.
Well, at least everyone knew she's a girl.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Are you accusing me of having a gender nobody knows about?
Yes. in fact. Because even I thought you were a girl until I heard your voice.
Oh. So it's only my voice that keeps me as a guy?
Yes. But you know what? If you inhaled helium, I'm pretty sure everyone will think you were a girl. You just are like, I'm Skull, and I write fan fiction, and I'm doing an audio book.
You want to take me on, Swords?
Yes, I do.
Where do you want to meet? We're still recording.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
This is Skullblock the Shirtical, yeah. And I'm here with Swords of the Wolves.
And hi, I'm Swords of the Wolves. And we're just signing out. Bye.
Hi. Maybe I should, sorry about all that I said, Swords.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Skull. That was, very immature.
Yeah. You know what, though? Hmm. I hit the stop button, and I had my fingers crossed.
Oh. Oh. You're still less of a man.
We'll settle this like men. Where should I meet you?
Oh, meet me at the parking lot outside behind the library.
You got it.
Alright, I'll see you in 5 minutes.
I'll be there! Ha! I see you've logged off. What a loser. What a wuss! I'm gonna get you! I didn't stop the recording again? Oh boy. Hi everybody, this is Skullblock of Shortigal, and goodbye.